evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, if it wasn't for the good folks at Republic, and particularly my producer, Paul, I wouldn't know what time it is. I have about six different clocks in my apartment, and none of them say the right time, so I have to wait for that phone to ring at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, which is my time here on the East Coast, here in Washington, D.C. Folks, I have to say I'm having a lot of fun with this radio show, and I've learned a lot here the last month. I've only been on since February 1st, but it's been a learning experience for me in many ways, getting to talk to so many people from around the country and actually around the world. We've had callers from Scotland, France, Canada. So, you know, this is not just the Republic Broadcasting Network is not just an American phenomenon. It's an international phenomenon, and it's good to know that because it's bringing a lot of people together from a lot of different people from a lot of different places. And, you know, it's, you know, in some respects, it just goes to show you that that the good people of the world are coming together in a very, very difficult time in our world's history. Last week or so, we've been talking repeatedly about this controversy surrounding the port issue. And, you know, I think it's very, very interesting to see that those of us who are the real Americans, the real patriots, as opposed to these frauds and phonies here in official Washington, these Democrats who are now all of a sudden concerned about national security, and these Republicans who've played along with George Bush and allowed him to get away with high crimes and misdemeanors, you know, those of us who are the real patriots have stood up firmly and said that no foreign country should be in charge of our ports. And, you know, that's exactly the way it should be. We need to look out for our own national interests, but unfortunately so many people don't want to do that. So, as I say, the situation we're in now is that we can't give up our forthright stand, as we've always said, and we've got to continue to speak out for America first. And we shouldn't be afraid to do that because we are, as I say, the real patriots. So, you know, these are the kind of issues that we're going to keep on discussing. You know, we're here to reject these tired old themes of Republican versus Democrat, liberal versus conservative. You know, it's what it's coming down to. We're separating the men from the boys, you know, the wheat from the chaff. We're now in a situation where we're looking out for the survival of not only the United States, but the entire world. And as a consequence of that, you know, we are looking out for America first, but we are looking out for the entire world because we know that powerful special interests have gained a stranglehold on the mechanism of power in this country. These people have, through the Bush administration, have put their hands on the nuclear button. They put their hands on our national treasury, and you know, they're driven by an ancient fundamentalism, an intense emotionalism that has spanned centuries, and in the last 50 years, there has been a frenzy for power. And, you know, in some respects, you can understand that because a lot of times what will happen is that people who tend to overreach, people who tend to grab for power, get themselves in trouble. And this has happened for centuries. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more. I have an interesting story to tell you. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C., unfortunately not too far from our nation's capital. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, in the first segment, I'm making a few comments about, I guess just generally about the fact that so many good people in our country today are still wrapped up in this liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, right-wing, left-wing, conditioning, so to speak, conditioning by the mass media that leads people to believe that there's nothing outside that box. I'd like to talk about this tonight. I'd like your comments on this. We have our call-in number at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, as I've said repeatedly, I always classed myself as kind of a conservative, and as a consequence of that, I got myself labeled a right-winger by friend and foe alike. And, you know, I used to say, yes, I am a right-winger, but ladies and gentlemen, I know that these labels do not apply anymore. The only people that want to apply these labels are the people who want to divide us, and thereby dividing us, control us. Now, it's interesting, folks. Today in the Washington Post, I saw one of the most revealing commentaries. It was a commentary about the conflict in the Muslim world, wherein we have so many angry Muslims, and I would say rightly so, angry that there have been cartoons published about the Prophet Muhammad, you know, sarcastic cartoons, and You know, if I were a devout Muslim, I'd probably be upset too. I mean, you know, as I've said repeatedly here, I'm not a religious person, but when I see a few years ago there was a so-called piece of art with, if I recall correctly, a crucifix in a jar of urine, and had a rather unpleasant name, which I'm not going to repeat on the air. But in any case, there were a lot of people rightly upset about that. And, you know, people might say, well, that's not art. You know, art is in the eye of the beholder. But besides all that, ladies and gentlemen, this commentary about the Muslim cartoons, it was written by William J. Bennett and Alan M. Dershowitz. Now, Bennett is a former Secretary of Education in the Reagan administration and a well-known neoconservative. Now, Mr. Bennett is an outspoken and devout Roman Catholic, so I'm told. But I should mention he's a protege of Irving and William Kristol. He's Irving Kristol, the godfather of the American neoconservative movement, an quote-unquote ex-Trotskyite, a former Trotskyite who suddenly saw the light and became an American conservative patriot. Well, William Bennett's one of his proteges. Well, Bennett's co-author on this is Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz is a law professor at Harvard who generally might be described as a liberal Jewish intellectual, I guess, and he'd be probably the first to describe himself as such. Well, what's very, very interesting is that these guys have pretty much exposed the fraud of liberalism versus conservatism, at least as far as the issue of, frankly, Zionist interests are concerned. They write in their column, "We, too, come from different political and philosophical perspectives." Then they go on to say that, well, they agree that it's the duty of the American press to publish cartoons that Muslims find offensive. Now, I think they put themselves on the line here because they're saying that they come from different political and philosophical perspectives. Well, I don't believe that they do, because I think on the real issues that really count, the advancement of Zionist power, the advancement of building a worldwide imperium using the military might and the financial resources of the United States, this Christian conservative and this Jewish liberal are actually on the same side. They're not coming from different political and philosophical perspectives. William Bennett is a neoconservative. That's a gussied up way. I knew an old lady who used to talk about things being all gussied up, fancied up. Well, William Bennett and his neoconservatives are nothing more than gussied up Trotskyites, communists. And, you know, I'll tell you, this is something, it's one of the biggest hoaxes ever perpetrated on the conservative movement in the United States and on the American people in general. And these Trotskyites, modern-day followers of Leon Trotsky, this bloody Zionist Bolshevik who played the part in the murders of millions of people in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, these people now today are masquerading as conservatives, wrapping themselves in the American flag and putting on Uncle Sam masks. But here in an occasion like this, here in the Washington Post, we find these Trotskyite conservatives in open friendship and alliance with the likes of Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz, of course, is the one who says that the United States shouldn't hesitate to use torture, that the United States shouldn't hesitate to declare a preemptive war on countries that, well, let's put it honestly, countries that might be a threat to Israel, not a threat to the United States. You know, this is the fraud that has been foisted upon us. And unfortunately, so many American conservatives, so-called, so many American patriots, so-called, laid the way for these neoconservative Trotskyite troublemakers to come to power in this country. People like Richard Pearl, people like William Bennett, people like William Kristol, the son of Irving Kristol. William Kristol's now, you know, a ubiquitous face in the American mass media. These are the people who are responsible for America's plight today. And you know, it's interesting, in this commentary by Bennett and Dershowitz, They're complaining about the fact that the American press hasn't published these offensive cartoons. There are these cartoons that are offensive to the Muslims. And they say, what has happened? They ask the question. To put it simply, they say, radical Islamists have won a war of intimidation. They go on to say, there should be no group or mob veto of a story that is in the public interest. Well, folks, I'll tell you an example of a mob veto, a group veto of a story that's in the public interest. That's the Israeli lobby's suppression of the facts about what happened to the USS Liberty. Americans don't know about that unless they turn to the alternative media, and occasionally a small story will pop up in the mainstream press. That's a group veto of a story in the public interest. You know, I mean, how many Americans know about it? You know, 34 of our fellow citizens were murdered by the Israelis aboard the USS Liberty. That's a story in the public interest. So you see, Mr. Dershowitz and Mr. Bennett, ostensibly a liberal conservative, they're playing this game that, oh, well, I'm a liberal and he's a conservative and vice versa. But we're joining together on this matter because this is a matter for the public interest. No, this is a matter, ladies and gentlemen, of special interest to the very forces who want us in this war in Iraq, which we are going to see a civil war in Iraq. And as to who really blew up that mosque, I'm not even going to express an opinion. But I don't think that any Muslim would blow up even another Muslim sex mosque. But be that as it may, these are the same people that want us to go to war against Iran, and they will, if they can, get us into a war against Iran. These are the people that want to get us into a war against Syria. So here we have the Trotskyite conservatives allied with the Trotskyite liberals, and they're playing this game, saying, folks, we're liberals and conservatives, but we're the real Americans. And, you know, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as I said, you know, there've been a couple so-called patriot groups and conservative groups over the years. So I'm not going to name them. No use naming them. Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings because there's a lot of good patriots who've been members of these groups. But one in particular, I remember back in the 1980s, was promoting Richard Pearl as a real patriot. You know, Richard Pearl's one of these Trotskyite neoconservatives. This guy was investigated by the FBI. Years ago on charges of espionage for Israel, but of course he got off scot-free. And then he went on to sell arms for an Israeli arms company, and then became a major policymaker in the Reagan administration and a major advisor to the George W. Bush administration. And it was one of America's premier patriot groups that was featuring Richard Pearl on the cover of its little digest magazine saying what a good patriot he was, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Judas goats within our midst, and how much longer are we going to take it? You know, we've got to get away from these old themes of conservative liberal, Republican, Democrat. You know, I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. I think I've made my point, and if you've missed my point, you haven't been listening, or maybe I'm just inarticulate. But anyway, we have a very patient caller on the line. I'm going to bring him up. But I must warn them, we're going to be coming up to a break very shortly. It's Jeff from Massachusetts. Jeff, come on up.
Oh, good evening. How's it going?
How are you doing tonight, Jeff?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You know what really made my blood boil this week was when our ports were given away to the United Arab Emirates. That absolutely made my blood boil.
It made my blood boil, too.
I mean, not just boil. I mean, to burn. Because of the simple fact that our politicians have sold us out. And you talk about liberal versus conservative. I mean, to me, you look at a guy like Pat Buchanan. I mean, what would Pat do? If Pat was ever in office, do you think Pat would have us go to war with the Middle East? Do you think Pat Buchanan would give away? I hear the break.
Very good for you, Jeff. You're a very alert listener. Yes, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to have some interesting conversation coming up when we come back, so I hope you won't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. Fortunately, from my perspective anyway, back with you here again tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Jeff from Massachusetts, who expressed his opinion, which I agree with, that it's an outrage that that a foreign government should a foreign financial interest, you know, linked to a foreign government, evidently, should have any control over American ports, our major American ports. If President Bush has his way, are going to be controlled by a company with the controlled by foreign interests. And, you know, I'll tell you what, this is something I think, Jeff, I don't know if you've been listening here, but this is something that I think it's most of the people, I would guess, who are listening to Republic tonight agree that no foreign interest should have any influence over strategic and important things like an American port. And, you know, I'll give you another example, though. You know, this is something that needs to be repeated. A lot of people... It's the pro-Israel lobby that's really kicking up a fuss here in Washington. People that are very closely connected to the pro-Israel lobby, they're using this against President Bush, and perhaps rightly so. But, you know, the same people are complaining about this Arab-connected company grabbing control of the ports are not complaining about the fact that the company known as Magal, M-A-G-A-L, Security Systems, which is owned in part by the government of Israel, is in charge of security for American nuclear facilities and also for a lot of most major nuclear facilities in Western Europe and Asia. And you know what? I did some checking on a story that I wrote for American Free Press some months ago. It turns out that this Israeli firm, Magal, M-A-G-A-L, you can look it up on the Internet, Magal, M-A-G-A-L, they now provide security for Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Now, what do you think of that, Jeff?
Well, all I have to say is, like I said before, we have friends, but nations have interest, and that's all I have to say on that simple subject.
Well, what do you think? I mean, what's your feeling about an Israeli government connected company guarding the U.S. nuclear facilities?
Well,
do you think that's good or bad?
Well, on the criteria of the fact that they're a foreign country, any foreign country, that would be bad.
Well, let me ask you, why do you think then that Senator Clinton and Senator Schumer and Congressman King, this conservative Republican and two liberal Democrats, why aren't they kicking up their heels about the fact that the Israelis, who are a country, a nuclear bandit state, they don't even admit they have nuclear weapons, and yet they're guarding America's nuclear facilities? Isn't there something wrong there, Jeff?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, there's lots of things wrong. And I was thinking about your subject on language and the way people use language. You know what? Political language is being turned into Ebonics. And what we truly need in this country is an American first politician.
Well, I agree with that.
Pat Buchanan would not have foreign interest running our nuclear plant.
Well, I certainly like Pat Buchanan, and I would like to see someone, if Pat were going to remain true to what he says publicly and writes, I'd like to see Pat Buchanan in the White House. And wouldn't you agree that Pat Buchanan would probably put on some steel-tipped boots and kick those Israelis out of our nuclear facilities? Wouldn't you like to see that happen, Jeff?
Well, I just see all foreign interests get kicked out.
Well, I tell you what, if we were going to start kicking
everybody,
foreign interests out of the White House and out of Congress, most of the professional staff on Capitol Hill and most of the key people in the Bush administration, well, they'd be out of the country altogether. Jeff, we have so many callers. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Bob from Texas.
Good evening, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Bob?
I'm doing great. How about you?
All righty.
You know, I wanted to tell you that I personally think that any politician, or actually any person, because there's a lot of preachers and religious people, and they're really politicians too, but
yeah,
they promote this idea that there's some legitimacy to the state of Israel, and there's none. Zero. Nada. And there's not another sovereign state on the planet Earth that's ever been implemented based upon a 6,000-year-old promise that nobody witnessed, and nobody has a DNA to prove that they're the heirs.
That's a good point.
You know, it's ridiculous. And to think that the international community can be so stupid that they would allow such a thing to take place just shows you that there's a lot of fear of assassination.
And, Bob, you know, let me tell you something. That reminds me of something that that a friend of mine who's a very warm, wonderful traditional Christian evangelical pointed out to me one time. You know, he said, basically, and I what he posed to me, I posed to somebody who was telling me that I was going to go to hell because I was such a critic of Israel. And I said to him, I said, well, you know what really amuses me, based on this theology and the point of view you're expressing, that a Christian Palestinian preacher of the Christian gospel, born in Jerusalem, descended from a family that's been Christian for 1,000 years, has less right to Palestine than a New York-born Jewish pornographer like Al Goldstein. Think about that. Bob, if you want to hang on for the break, we'll come back and talk to you further. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Colin Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Listen to those commercials, folks. Get your pen and paper handy. Good information coming up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, into our second half hour here tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network, at least my second half hour. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. I'm thrilled that they played that commercial for American Free Press during the break. You know, you can check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, AmericanFreePress.net, just like it sounds. That's the weekly newspaper that I write for here in Washington, D.C. It's a good newspaper. It has the same kind of free-thinking spirit that you get right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, we had Bob from Texas. I just started talking over Bob and cut him off, so let's let Bob come back up and rattle a few lines before we throw him off the air. Bob.
Hey, Mike, it's your show. You can do what you want.
Okay.
You know, I like to liken these people in the White House, this administration. They're like, if you invite somebody to your home, and then they wait for you to leave, and then they come in and steal everything out of your house. They're the lowest form of scum that exists on planet Earth.
You know, Bob, I just have to say what I've had to say so many times during the last month. I wish you were wrong, but I know you're right.
You know, with respect to Pat Buchanan, you know, I think Pat kind of just, I don't know, he caved in. When he didn't get to speak at the Republican convention out in San Diego, it told me a lot about Pat Buchanan and about what the Republican Party had done to him. He was a staunch Republican, you know, writer for Nixon, all that, and they didn't even let him speak.
Well, you know, this is that kind of signaled the complete takeover of the Republican Party. I mean, a lot of Republican conservative organs practically told Pat Buchanan to take a running jump straight into hell.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, no, I have always been an admirer. I always like to tell people I was an admirer of Pat Buchanan before he became Pat Buchanan.
Well, you know, one last thing. You know, I was reading your book, High Priests of War, and one of the things that kind of surprised me was Jared Taylor. I'm kind of shocked.
I don't want to go into that on the air. People can read it for themselves and make a judgment on their own. But I can just say for anybody who's interested, since you brought the subject up, Mr. Taylor once actively worked to have people boycott a speaking engagement of mine here in the Washington area because he didn't, evidently, from what I'm told, he didn't like my criticism of the Mossad's role, as I document, I think, in Final Judgment, of the Mossad's role in the JFK assassination. I just lay it all out there, and as I say, let the chips fall where they may.
Hey, I'd like to just use your forum to tell my good friend Doug in Bastrop that he should go ahead and pass out those old issues of Spotlight he's been hanging on to all these years, and let some people get some information and stop hogging it all.
So
I'm down to my American Free Presses off at the John Deere house, and I let those good old boys down there get a look at it, and maybe some of them will go ahead and sign up, get a subscription.
I appreciate that. All right, Bob, let me
talk
move to ahead to Joe from Alaska. Joe, you've been very patient, along with our other callers.
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
I'm
great
doing
show.
All right.
I just wanted to touch on a couple of points. You know, I probably see things slightly different than you, probably not much.
But go ahead.
I've always looked at the left-right paradigm as the Zionist Bolshevik Socialist left and the Zionist fascist neocon right. But
well, you know, you're not far off. That's we could probably argue the point, you know, here and there, fine points of it, but basically that's correct.
What I wanted to do was I wanted to ask you one question. Was I'm in my 60s now, so I remember the Reagan Bush primaries, you know, when
mm-hmm.
Reagan, and I remember how much Reagan, I mean, really detested Bush. And, I mean, in fact, I remember screaming at one of the debates about how he paid for the mic. I mean, he was
right.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
And he had told several reporters, as my memory served, that no way would Bush ever be on a ticket with him, and that he had went to Santa Monica to a fundraiser or something like that and went into a meeting and came out of there where they had evidently told him, you know, explained the facts of life to him, and announced that George Bush was going to be his VP. And I found that to be pretty interesting. It stunned me at the time. In retrospect, it doesn't anymore.
You know, it's funny. Back in the 1980 presidential campaign, I actually worked on the national staff of John Connally when he was running, former governor of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
When he was running for president. And my understanding was, and this was not from inside information, I'm just pointing that out as a fact, I recall reading at the time that when John Connally withdrew and gave his endorsement to Ronald Reagan in those 1980 primaries, one of the things Reagan promised him with his deepest, most sincere, heartfelt feeling was that he would under no circumstances pick George Bush as his running mate. So then
the
one thing that he did before announcing George Bush as his running mate was most apologetically call John Connally and say, "John, I'm really sorry. I didn't want to do this."
Right. I believe that.
Yeah, and I believe that, too.
Somebody told me that the bankers really held a gun to his head at that meeting in Santa Monica.
Well, this is, I told this story on the air before that we had a Spotlight correspondent back in those days who covered a Republican convention, and he got it from insiders that when Reagan was pretty much told that he had to take Bush as his running mate, he kicked a waste can across the room and said some choice words that you wouldn't think Ronald Reagan would say.
So, I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't doubt a word of that. You know, Ronald Reagan did a lot of bad things when he was president, but on the whole, people have a very fond memory of him. And I think in his heart, you know, you can raise questions about Reagan in a lot of areas, but I think essentially Ronald Reagan was a good, sincere man who did his best. Sometimes his best was his worst, and he had a lot of bad people surrounding him.
I totally agree with that.
But
I
would
just
never
need Reagan to get Bush in.
Yeah, I would never. I would never even think of classifying Ronald Reagan in the same category as
I'm going to hit this one last point.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can get off here because I know you got a short show. I run a website up here, and I put a it's basically a portal.
Give us your website address.
Oh, okay. It's alaskaintel.homestead.com.
alaskaintel.homestead.com. Okay.
And basically, it's a portal to other websites with very little original stuff on it. But the other day, listening to this port thing, I sort of let my mind run, and I wrote it down, and I put it up there. And I sent a copy to Victor and Lisa, and they linked to it because they liked it. And the whole premise was this. It was the Hegelian dialectic of, you know, if Israel wanted to move in and take care of the ports, you know, how would they go about it? And if Israel was going to do it, everybody would probably raise Cain. But by running this UAE thing out there, and letting everybody scream and holler until Bush finally had to throw in the towel, you know, bow to the will of the people. And then some Israeli company comes along, and everybody goes, yeah, that's better.
I bet you it won't even be an Israeli company. I'll bet it'll be an American company owned by a bunch of New Yorkers who all are very, very loyal to Israel.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is that they run this whole thing as a scam. To give Hillary an issue to get behind, put her and the Americans on the same side.
Joe, they're going to call us conspiracy theorists, but I think you're right. Joe, I have to move on to another Joe. This is Joe in Pennsylvania, another very patient caller. Joe from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Very good. This is yesterday was the first day I listened to the show, and today's the second time. There's something I want to bring up. I don't know if you've looked at Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday's issue of the New York Post.
Yeah, I have it right here. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I read excerpts from it. It's about the story of David Irving and the 10 worst Holocaust deniers in the world. Yeah.
Right. Now, I don't know if you've mentioned it on your show because yesterday was the first day I listened to it.
Yeah, we talked about that here the other night. It may have. I think it was on Tuesday itself. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm probably rehashing some things that you've talked about already, but it really, when I saw the headline, you know, it talked about Irving being sentenced to jail and said, deny this.
Yes,
I'm thinking,
exactly.
What
mm-hmm.
a bunch of lapdogs.
Oh, no, it's absolutely insane. Here's a 67-year-old man going to jail for 3 years for just thinking.
And I like what somebody said. I mean, I've read the Holocaust issue of the Barnes Review. I can't remember what year it came out. And, I mean, it's very factual and well-documented how the New York Times itself has lowered the number of people who died at Auschwitz from 4 million to 100,000.
Oh, yeah. No,
this is the New York Times now. Not some. And I wonder if New York Times editors, if they were in Austria or Germany, would end up being arrested.
That's an interesting point. I kind of doubt that, you know.
Yeah.
But as I say, I said this here the other night on the show. You know, the details really don't matter. The fact is, what's of question here is the fact that that people are being sent to jail for thinking, and that's wrong. There's no question about it.
But the Post made almost a confession when they compared. Now, they said in the article that he recanted toward the end, you know, at a sentencing hearing. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics of it, but, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, we have a real sorry state now where people are trying to deny freedom of speech, so.
And they compared his recanting, though. They said, well, it was insincere as Galileo's. And I'm thinking, what an appropriate comparison.
Well, that's it. I mean, Galileo was a thought criminal, and so is David Irving. So.
That's right, and I think he is a modern-day, and a lot of other Holocaust revisionists are modern-day Galileo.
Well, you know, like one of our callers pointed out, what's the next thing that we're going to be denied to talk about? The weapons of mass destruction, or will we be called anti-American for demanding an investigation of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty? I mean, you know, you name your issue, Joe.
Well, we're about one disaster away of really losing some liberties.
Imagine
how many people were willing to give them up after 9/11.
Yeah, well, what comes next, Joe? That's the real scary question here. We have to move on, Joe. I want to thank you for your call. Let me go
thank
to
you.
Chris from Chicago. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Chris, go ahead, please.
One of the other callers picked up on the analogy to the apparent dichotomy of Jewish Bolsheviks and Jewish bankers, and it's very apropos to Trotsky, whose real name was Lev Davidovich Bronstein.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he was financed by an American Jewish financier named Jacob Schiff, who gave him $20 million to overthrow the Russian government.
That's exactly right. And for people who don't know it, former Vice President Al Gore's daughter, I believe it's Karenna, is married to a descendant of that same Jacob Schiff.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And it's kind of interesting. I just read in the gossip column in the Washington Post here the other day that President Clinton's daughter Chelsea is dating a banker with Goldman Sachs, the international banking house, which is tied into the same network. So, what can I say? Birds of a feather flock together.
And
Chris,
another thing.
Listen, I'll tell you what. We have quite a few callers here, and we're running out of time. So, if I could, I'd like to move on. If I could, so
please,
you call again. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Eugene from Ohio.
Hi, Michael.
How are you tonight?
Fine. Hey, I wanted to, I hope I can say this real quick. Don't you think it's strange that they finally got the Arabs in Iraq riled up over this mosque being destroyed? 1,200 years it's been in existence, and suddenly, shortly before we're supposed to go to war with Iran, the mosque is destroyed, riling those people up?
Well, you know, I don't, well, it's not a surprise to me because, you know, haven't had the chance to read the quote unquote official news reports about what did or did not happen there, but I'd be willing to bet you that it was not one faction or the other that did it. I would be willing to say flat out that probably the Israelis did it, or the United States and the Israelis did it in conjunction with one another.
Well, I was thinking, you know, remember a couple of weeks ago or a month or two ago, the Arabs, some insurgency group, had sent a note, a telegram or a tape saying they would call a truce, ceasefire, if the United States would leave Iraq. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I believe they said that was bin Laden himself.
Yeah, well, you know, it made me think that it didn't even sound like anything Americans would say, the wording, the language. Anyway, when Bush asked the CIA to assassinate Saddam Hussein and offered a reward, and now he's asking people in Iraq to overthrow their own, or the people of Iran to overthrow their own government, it makes you realize that the CIA is not the innocent spy agency that we see in James Bond-type movies. And I suspect that these guys running around in these black outfits and pretending to be cops could be CIA agents, these security agents, that the CIA has admitted in different times that they have a small army of their own that they control. And I wouldn't doubt it could have been any of them. It could have been the Mossad. It could have even been British.
You know, to digress for a moment, Eugene, but kind of related to what you're talking about, remember back when the Abu Ghraib prison scandal broke out, you know, they blamed this little girl, Lindy England, from West Virginia, you know, these kids that wouldn't know any techniques as to how to terrorize Muslims. Kids, some of them hadn't even graduated maybe from high school, mm-hmm. I don't know, and all of a sudden they become experts in the Quran and how to terrorize Muslims.
Yes.
Well, you know, it was very interesting. In the beginning, and of course, the general who headed that prison, you know, she took the fall for it. And, you know, she dared to mention that it was private contractors who were the ones who were running those interrogation programs.
CIA agents were some.
Well, I'll tell you what, they were from a private company based out here in Arlington, Virginia, a company that was run by a guy who had been given an award by the Israeli government for his contributions to Israeli security. And I'll tell you what, only on a limited occasion, once I believe in the Washington Post, and then once in the New York Times, did they ever mention one of the two key people, the private contractors who were responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
The one gentleman's name escapes me, but the other one remains very clear in my mind. His name was John Israel. This is the man, one of the two key people who were the ones who were telling these American kids and the American military officers what to do, how to torture, and how to intimidate and terrorize these Muslims.
Well, they have a lot of years of experience at it.
Well, yes, thousands of years of experience.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you what, that's one of the big secrets of the whole thing. You know, if anybody wants to get on Google and type in John Israel in quotes and then Abu Ghraib, which the spelling of that escapes me. I think it's A-B-U-G-H-R-I-B. I might be off on that. I'm not the best speller in the world, but not the worst. But in any case, if anyone wants to do their own research on that, they might actually be able to find some reference to it. But again, these are those little hidden details that I always talk about.
Can I tell you what?
We have a break coming up. Why don't you hang on here,
okay,
and we'll carry over into the final leg of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for our big wrap-up.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're heading down to the countdown. We have Eugene from Ohio on the line. Eugene, come on back up.
I just wanted to say, John Ashcroft made it clear at the beginning of this war that he wasn't going to treat anybody they captured as soldiers or combatants. And I knew when they caught a prominent member and the very next day claimed that he had given them useful information that they had to be torturing these guys, because I couldn't imagine he would have given up that easy on his friends.
Well, you know, Eugene, dear old John Ashcroft, I mentioned last night on the phone here on the radio, on this program that when he was first named Attorney General, I wrote some articles for the Spotlight newspaper saying that he might not be a very wise choice, and a lot of people criticized me saying he's a wonderful Christian conservative. Well, we saw John Ashcroft's performance in the White as Attorney General. We saw him. We saw him reinstitute basically the FBI spying operation known as COINTELPRO. We saw him release Israeli spies that were captured here in the United States. And you know what his reward was? A lot of people don't know this, but we reported it in American Free Press. After leaving the Bush administration, Mr. Ashcroft became a, guess what, lobbyist. Mm-hmm. And you know who one of Mr. Ashcroft's clients was during the past year?
Yeah.
The Israeli aircraft industries.
It is true. We're in the wrong business.
That's right. Mr. Ashcroft is being paid by Israeli aircraft industries. And to harken back to what I was talking about earlier in the program, Eugene, Israeli aircraft industries is part owner, or at least they were part owner, of the Magal company that I mentioned, M-A-G-A-L. Look it up for yourself on Google. That's the company that's in charge of security for Chicago's O'Hare Airport and for America's nuclear facilities. So Mr. Ashcroft has made a very profitable living selling out his nation's sovereignty.
Well,
frankly, I think John Ashcroft is a traitor.
Maybe we can say that at least some of that money Israel gets from America comes back to John Ashcroft.
That's
thanks,
right,
Michael.
It comes back into the American economy. That's why I say maybe we should just bring all the Israelis over here, give the land back to the Christian and Muslim Palestinians, and let the Israelis spend all that foreign aid right here in the continental United States. Would certainly help our economy here, don't you think?
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
All right, Eugene,
bye.
I appreciate your call. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have about 2 minutes left, so if there's anybody who wants to call in real quick and spout off, you can do it at 800-313-9443. I feel like I'm an auctioneer here giving up our last several valuable minutes. Folks, we had a lot of interesting calls tonight, as I think we have had every night of this broadcast. I've been impressed by the caliber of the callers. There's always some disagreement here and there, you know. We all have our different interpretations, but I think all in all, we are for America first. And that doesn't mean that we have any hatred for any other country. We don't have any hatred for any other country. We love our country, and we just don't want our country to be ruled or misruled or misled by people who have other interests at heart. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hear that music, and that means that we have to wind it down for now. Tomorrow night, we'll wrap up the week, and I have no doubt we're going to have an interesting show just because our callers make it interesting. This is Michael Collins Piper saying good night and reminding you to keep on listening this evening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks again.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org. www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.